It's 8 a.m. Eastern, February the 1st, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is up slightly at $42,108. ETH is up slightly at $2,269. And Binance Coin is down slightly at $299. Well, the bankrupt crypto exchange FTX has decided not to restart its operations, but plans to repay former customers in full. FTX's lawyer, Andrew Diedrich, informed a judge during a hearing that they expect to have enough funds to pay all allowed customers and creditor claims. Diedrich stated that FTX does not intend to relaunch the platform due to the limited value of acquired businesses, despite previously exploring a restart. No investors were willing to commit the necessary capital. Well, crypto lender Celsius Network is set to distribute over $3 billion to its creditors as it emerges from its own bankruptcy. Creditors will also receive a stake in the newly formed mining operation called Ionic Digital Inc. Approximately 98% of Celsius Network's creditors approved the plan after 18 months in bankruptcy court. Ionic is expected to become a publicly traded company once it clears necessary approvals. PayPal and Coinbase will be responsible for distributing the cryptocurrencies. Celsius settled a $4.7 billion fraud lawsuit with the U.S. authorities during its bankruptcy process, with former CEO Alex Mashinsky facing fraud charges but denying the allegations. Well, Binance has introduced the Binance Inscriptions Marketplace, allowing users to buy, sell, and mint inscription tokens within a self-custody crypto wallet on its app. Binance aims to tap into the growing inscriptions market, highlighting its timely entry into the space as it provides access to over 60,000 BRC20 tokens. The move follows a similar initiative by its rival OKX earlier in the week. Well, families affected by Hamas in Israel have filed a lawsuit against the crypto exchange Binance, alleging it processed transactions linked to the group and others deemed terrorist organizations between 2017 and 2023. The lawsuit, which also targets Iran and Syria, claims Binance concealed these activities from U.S. regulators. The action was filed in the U.S. District Court of the Southern District of New York, highlighting Binance's alleged role in facilitating the financing. And finally, Jupiter, a Solana DEX aggregator, hit a record $1.38 billion in trading volume in 24 hours, coinciding with its native token launch, doubling its recent daily volumes. The launch led to a surge in Solana network activity. Jupiter plans to distribute 40% of its total supply through airdrops in four phases. Despite its success, some users criticized the token launch pool's usage, to which the project's founder, Miao, responded by highlighting the team's transparency and the decision to lower the team's sales ratio for more equitable distribution. Well, that's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.